We continue our learning. We're in Sukkah Perek Gimel Mishnah Tesvav. Mikabelis Isha Miyad Bina Umiyad Bala Umachzi Raso Lamayim Bishabbos. Here we're speaking about the lulav, and we want to take the lulav after it's being used, and we want to put it back in the water. We mentioned the fact that we can take the lulav the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, we would take the lulav everywhere, in the Mikdash and outside the Mikdash on Shabbos. So you want to be able to put it back in the water, so when it stays, we put things maybe in the fridge, put it back in the water on Shabbos. And the issue here is not so much putting it back in the water. You're not adding new water, and you're not really doing, there's no malacha there. The issue is that a woman is the one who's taking the lulav to put it in. And the lulav, we would argue that since women don't have an obligation to take the lulav, because they're patur, it's a mitzvah, says man grama, maybe the lulav for them should be considered a muksa. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that it's not true. Since the lulav can be taken by the woman's husband, he has a chiyuv, or some, so she can also use it. That's the way items. We don't say an item is mukta for one person, not for someone else. The item, we assume the lulav is not mukta because the husband can use it as a chiyuv, and therefore she's able to return it to the water. Not only that, those Rishonim say, what do you mean? The lulav also has value to the woman. She wants to perform the mitzvah, she can. She has no problem with that at all. Since she will fulfill the mitzvah, we don't consider that muksa, and she pick it up. The question as to whether or not that's she can recite a bracha, that's a dispute which we have between the Raman Rabbeinu Tam, Sfardim follow the practice of the Rambam, that women do not make a bracha on mitzvah, such as ban grama, from which they're pater. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the same way we can get bracha on certain minhagim, we say bracha on halal on the second day of Yontif, even though that's only minhag abusen biyadenu, so we can make a bracha on a mitzvah, even though we're exempt, lulav, shofar, sukkah, a woman can recite a bracha according to Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore, we certainly could explain why a woman can accept the lulav, and it's not muktzafar, and put it back in the water. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Bashabas Machzirin Biyom Sarabidi says, yes, when it comes to Shabbos, we are allowed to return the lulav to the water. On Yom Tov, we're allowed to do even more. Be Yom Tov Mosifin. On Yom Tov, we're able on Sukkot Yontif itself. So the lulav, you can even add water. You have the water, let's say in a vase somewhere, and you're putting the lulav there. You can't replace the old water, but you can add water to what you already have. That would be adding, making new water, replacing the whole water. That would be considered a tercha that we would not allow on Yom Tov, but Uva Moed Machlifin. But on Chol HaMoed, we're allowed to put in fresh water. It's certainly helpful for the lulav. We wouldn't consider that a tercha shelo l'tzorech. So therefore, that would be permitted on Moed. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bashabas Machzirin, you can return the lulav back, as the Tanakhama said. B'Yom Tov Mosifin, you can add extra water to it. And Uva Moed Machlifin, you can replace the water completely. Then the Mishnah concludes, Katan Hayodela Na'anea Chayv Belulav. A Katan who knows how to do the waving of the Lulav, he is Chayv, and Lulav means he's, as the Bar Tanura says, Lechancho Midivrei Sofrim. Midirabbanan, we have an obligation of Chinuch, whether that mitzvah of Chinuch is on the child, Midirabbanan, or it's on the father. That's a debate amongst the Rishonim. But either way, the way the Mishnah is teaching us is, even though this is the important Chiddush when it comes to the mitzvah of Chinuch in general, even though you would say, well, the waving of the lulav, that's only derabbanan. You can fulfill the mitzvah, as we say, mida'agbe nafakbe. Once you lift it up, that's it. So you could say, well, a katan knows how to lift up a lulav. How heavy is the lulav in esrog? Just to pick it up, you could do that at 2 years old even. So we would say the age of chinuch begins at 2 for the mitzvah of lulav. The answer is no. In order to fulfill the mitzvah, chinuch only begins at the time that you can fulfill the mitzvah bishle musa. So the same thing here. Since the chacham added on the to the mitzvah, there are na'anuim, there are the waving of the lulav as well. Yunachayv chinuch doesn't begin until a child is able to do the na'anuim properly, because that has become part of the mitzvah. That's very much consistent in what we said when it came to reciting the bracha over lasiyasan. According to those Rishonim who say, not a problem, pick up the lulav and esrog the way you like. You can make a bracha anyway. It's not, the mitzvah's not over. Why is it not over? I already picked it up in the proper way. I didn't turn the esrog upside down. Why is that okay? The answer is the Na'anuim weren't done yet. So it's prior to the Na'anuim, that becomes part of the mitzvah, and that's consistent with what we see in this Mishnah as well, that Katan Hayodeh L'Ananeah, once he's reached that age, is able to do the waving as well, he's Chayav Balulav. We begin the fourth Perek, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. Now this Mishnah is just really an introduction to all of the Mishnayos that follow. The Mishnah here says like this, Lulav va'arava shisha v'shiva. There are times that the mitzvah of lulav, or taking the dalad minim, and the mitzvah of arava, which we'll discuss later in the Masechta, the ceremony where they would put the aravos up against the mizbeach, and then walking around the mizbeach, the kohanim walking around the mizbeach, whether they're carrying a lulav and esrog or an arava, that's a debate. But the mitzvah of taking the lulav, the special mitzvah in the mikdash of arava shisha, sometimes they're performed for 6 days, and v'shiva, and sometimes they perform for 7 days. It all depends on when Shabbos falls out within Sukkot. As we will see, the obvious, let's talk about lulav, that's obvious to us, because we would know that the mitzvah of lulav will be 7 days as long as Shabbos is the first day. That's what we mentioned. But if Shabbos falls out some other time in the middle of Sukkot, so then it would not be Docha Shabbos, and lulav will only be 6 days. And our Rava will be something similar, as we'll discuss in the coming Mishnais. Ha-Halel v'Hasim Shmona. The mitzvah of reciting Hallel, and the full Hallel, that is, that is obligatory for 8 days. That means that it's not a special mitzvah of Sukkot itself, it's a mitzvah of the whole Chag, which includes Shmini Atzeres. So that's an obligation that we have, not only on the 7 days of Sukkot, but including the 8th day of Shmini Atzeres. Now, what's Simcha? So it says, V'samachta b'chagecha, and it refers to the eating of Shlomim, as the Pasuk says, V'zavachta Shlomim v'achalta sham v'samachta. So there's a mitzvah of eating Shlomim, that is also something that's 8 days, not only the 7 days of Sukkot, but even Shmini Atzeres has that mitzvah of Simcha, of eating Shalmei Simcha, eating Shlomim. Now, the Rambam is famous in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yom Tov for pointing out that our Mishnah, when it refers to Simcha, it doesn't necessarily refer to eating the meat of Karbanos. It all depends on the person. For men, it's meat and wine. For women, it's giving them clothing and jewelry. And for children, it's giving them a snack, giving them treats. So Simcha can be fulfilled, at least according to the Rambam, and it's, of course, all 8 days, but it's something that can be fulfilled in a variety of ways. Now, and Rashi learns differently. It sounds like there's the emphasis is on the carbon shlomim specifically. Now, this issue of how we fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha is based on a Gemara Masech of Sachem, Adaf Ayin, Amid Beis, and Ayin Alef, Amid Aleph, where the Gemara wants to know whether the karbanos, which were offered, let's say, before Yontif. Let's say you have a carbon shlomim. Carbon shlomim can be eaten for 2 days and a night in between. So let's say I brought a carbon shlomim a day before Yontif. I have that leftover shlomim, which I still have another day to eat. Can I fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with that shlomim, which was from yesterday? I didn't bring it specifically for the Chag. So the Gemara says, the answer is that I can. And I see that from our Mishnah. Why? Because it says here the mitzvah of Simcha is for 8 days. And that's how so? Well, if the first day falls out, let's say if the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, I can't bring another karbon. I can't bring any other karbanos. So how would I fulfill Simcha for a full 8 days if the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? So it must be that I can bring, I must be able to use leftover shlomim that I brought the other day. That's the only way I fulfill Simcha. Must be I can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov with karbanos from before Yom Tov. That's what the Gemara assumes. Then the Gemara says, in the name of Rav Papa, no, not necessarily. It's possible that we can understand our Mishnah that the mitzvah of Simcha is fulfilled in other ways. So whether or not we accept Rav Papa's response, the Rambam apparently did. Rav Papa was basically saying, no, Simcha on our Mishnah can refer to other things, for women this way, men that way, children this way, and therefore it doesn't mean that I can necessarily use Shlomim from before Yontif. That was a different Karbon. But it's Shabbos Yontif and I can't bring any special Karbonos to fulfill Simcha. That's okay. The Mishnah didn't mean that I can only fulfill Simcha through Karbon Shlomim. There must be other ways, and that it must be the source of the Rambam. And others would say, not right, through what? Ksus Nikia, Yayin Yashan, old wine, and clean clothing. So it's a way to fulfill it other ways. So the Rambam obviously took that seriously. And Rashi took that, no, that was just to defend how we could understand the Mishnah, but not necessarily lahalacha. Nowadays, we don't have karbonos at all, so then everyone agrees that we have to have some type of simcha. How do we fulfill that simcha? So according to the Rambam, it's very easy. Mead and wine was not just something of shlomim, of karbonos. That was mead and wine in general. So everyone should fulfill simcha the way that we'd like. And others would say that maybe we should try to have meat, but maybe nowadays the mitzvah of simcha is not on the same level as it was when we had a Beis HaMikdash. Then Mishnah says, Sukkah v'nisa chamayim shiva. Mitzvah of sukkah, sitting in the sukkah, of course, 7 days. Nisa chamayim, which was the special ceremony which we had on sukkahs where they would pour the water down of the little hole in the mizbeach next to the hole for the wine, for nisa chayayin, there would be the hole for the nisa chamayim. So besides doing nisa chayayin, which was done every day when they brought the carbon in the morning, they would do nisa chamayim on Sukkot, obviously reflective of the fact that Sukkot is a time where Hashem judges us on water for the rains for the coming year. That's 7 days. V'hecholil chamisha v'shisha. And the blowing of the flutes, which were played, these instruments were played to accompany all of the festivities, the dancing, the excitement, this the celebration of the Nisuch, of the Simchas Beis HaShaweva, which were at night. So that was only done 5 and 6 days, obviously depending on Shabbos, as we'll explain later in the beginning of the fifth parak.